All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. In a sharply divided country, here's something many Americans agree on. It's hard to know what's a true and honest fact. A new Associated Press poll finds that regardless of political belief, many Americans say they have a hard time figuring out if information is true. And that poll comes out as the impeachment hearings in the U.S. House get underway this week. We'll talk with our political analyst, retired Ripon College political science professor Marty Farrell, coming up on the final segment of the show. The Dodge County Sheriff is expressing concerns about some changes to the Dodge County budget that will impact sheriff's operations. Sheriff Dale Schmidt joins us on the show. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. So kind of give a little bit of background here. First of all, when is the board voting on the budget?
That vote took place on Tuesday, and the budget is approved at this point. They took several amendments up on Tuesday.
All right. And specifically regarding the sheriff's office, what was the situation?
Well, we've had a situation that started last year in 2018, and there's been a small group of individuals on the county board who have really made it their mission to try and cut the budget and the operations of the sheriff's office, which is impacting the safety of everybody in Dodge County. Last year, we brought forward a very lean budget because they closed my second jail, which brought in a lot of revenue into the county and offset a lot of the cost to the county. So we had a very lean budget. They came and they cut an additional $500,000, which forced me to cut three patrol positions in 2019. And we've been able to make it work, but now we need to get those positions back, and we're trying to get them funded. And here the county board comes in, and David Guckenberger from Ashapan, along with others, are bringing forward and supporting resolution to cut us even further when we're already as lean as we really can be. So they cut an additional $74,000 from our budget on Tuesday, which in essence is another full-time position. And our patrol staff is very frustrated already. We have turnover that we're going through and retirements that are happening. And now to cut that even further, it just sets us further behind. There were other budget amendments that were aimed at cutting our squad cars. Our fleet that is already pushing 160,000 miles on these emergency vehicles, they can't continue operating like that. And what's really troublesome is all these decisions they're trying to make fly in the face of the $85,000 study that these same supervisors pushed to have done. When the results came in, that study showed that we need to have our squad cars replaced on our replacement cycle. We need to have these positions filled, and they're still trying to cut it. So that study that they pushed for didn't give them what they wanted. And here we are, they're trying to cut further, and it's impacting your safety, public safety, because that's impacting the amount of investigations, traffic control, all those homicides, burglaries, everything that we do. It all starts with our patrol division, and we can't keep cutting from that division.
So these supervisors who had proposed this, I mean, the full county board went along with these cuts?
No, it's not the full county board. There are four real drivers to what's been going on over the last year. David Guckenberger of Ashapan, Kira Sheehan-Malloy of Waupun, Kathy Hushin of Watertown, and Jeff Barris of Watertown. They're really the four drivers of all of this. And the resolution that cut the $74,000 from my budget passed by one vote. There are a lot of county board supervisors there that are supportive of what we're trying to do, who are taking time to actually call me and find out what are these impacts. But these four supervisors are not doing that. They have made up their mind ahead of time. They are not taking input, not just from me, but other department heads in the county. They're not taking our input. They're not even asking for it so that they can make an educated decision. They're making decisions on their own, in a vacuum, and not understanding what it is that these decisions are doing to our agency and frankly, other departments in the county. And I think the public needs to understand what's going on here. And this county board is very disjointed, has been for the time that these individuals have been on the board. And the public needs to understand what's going on here. your department heads, your other elected officials are getting very frustrated. And I'm not one that's going to stand by and not say anything and just let it continue. I'm going to let the public know that's what I'm doing here. They wasted $85,000 if they're going to come back and cut the money from our budget.
All right. What was their reasoning for cutting, making the cuts?
Because our expenditures, I shouldn't even say that, our bottom line is higher than what it had been in the past. The reason the bottom line is higher than what it had been in the past is because they closed the jail that brought those revenues in. They don't want to talk about the revenues that came in and offset our costs. All they want to talk about is expenditures. Those revenues that came in from the federal contracts that we have, that we lost, cut our budget by $3 million in revenues. And it only is offset by $1 million in expenditures. That's a $2 million difference. And they don't want to accept that they made a mistake. I'm going to call a spade what it is. They made a mistake. We're trying to make it work, but we have lost revenues that are impacting the taxpayers of Dodge County. For years, we have used this money to offset the cost of the operations of our jail, and we can't do that anymore because we lost that building, and they have had no plan for the future. And that's why we're at where we're at. And so they're trying to get back to the same bottom line we had before when we had that $3 million in revenues.
What's their response?
Do that without cutting costs.
What is their response at the county board meeting when you make those arguments?
It's dismissed by these individuals. Again, this is not the entire county board. There is a very good support from half the county board, typically half or better than the half of the county board. But these individuals, they don't want to hear it. I've made comparisons to like counties in certain circumstances, and I've heard arguments of, well, we don't want to compare ourselves to others. But on the other hand, if it's beneficial to them, well, then, yes, let's compare ourselves to others. It's a narrative that they have. And frankly, I could come out and say oxygen's a good thing to breathe, and they would come back and say carbon dioxide is better. That's really what it's gotten to with some of these county board supervisors. Please do not think that I'm talking about the entire county board. It is not. It is a select few that are garnering support because they're bringing facts that are not actually factual to the board floor. And what's worse, they have the opportunity to bring these amendments at county board meetings, at finance committee meetings prior to the final vote. And they didn't do that. Why didn't they do that? Because they didn't want anybody, they didn't want me standing up and saying that this stuff won't work or the impacts it would have. They wanted to do it on the county board floor where they can control who's actually talking. And that's what happened. They brought it up. They were able to get enough support by one vote to cut the $74,000. They didn't get it on the other one, but they got this one, and it's impactful, and it impacts the public safety of our residents.
So they bring it up at the last minute?
Exactly. It was the 23rd hour. That very last point, they brought it up where only they could introduce facts, where I didn't have any say to bring any facts in refute of what they're saying, and they brought up facts that weren't true. And so that's where we're at, and it's unfortunate. So they learned last year that at those finance committees, we had the opportunity to speak, and we could explain it to the county board supervisors of why these resolutions weren't good. They realized they couldn't get their amendments through that way, so they're using a political process to make political agenda decisions rather than what's right for the citizens of Dodge County.
All right, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Dale, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, and thank you for the support of our public.